KSL News Time, 6:49. I'm a little bit shaken now. Let's move along to traffic, triple team traffic, starting with Ricky Meese.
We are looking at full speeds ahead once again. Southbound I-15 from downtown Salt Lake City to the point of the mountain. The rest of the valley freeways also seeing good speeds. We still have the leftover accident, southbound I-215's west belt, about 1700 south on the left. Andy Farnsworth?
Still seeing troubles along some westbound streets approaching Bangor, 5400, 90th. That's 78th South and 114th South. Several blocks of delay before you can get to that Bangor intersection. Utah County I-15 rolling along, and it looks like SR-92, some earlier delays cleared out. Mark Jackson?
Well, hopefully we will draw an end to this rush hour and have it be completely cleared out, leaving downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County. That's what it is right now. Highway 89 is even improved, heading up into Fruit Heights. Don't see any major problems or delays on I-15 through Weber County. This October, don't be afraid to treat yourself to that home renovation project at Ogden's Flooring and Design. They have scary low prices on flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com for a quote. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good night, Mark. Good night, Ricky. Good night, Andy.
That's disturbing. Creepy.
Wasn't that really twisted?
Very disturbing.
Freaking me out.
Okay, the 7-day forecast.